Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Danny Hendrickson is part of the Hendrickson Foundation, and they've got a special event going on tonight. So let's feel good about something right now. Danny, explain where you are and what's going on.
Well, I'm in my home city. I'm in Richfield, Minnesota, where I grew up. I'm actually looking at a picture of Darby in the trophy case here. But
why is there not one of you? I mean, I'm not saying Darby didn't have a standout career, but so did you.
Well, there's Darby Hendrickson, there's Brett Hauer as Olympians, and I didn't quite make it that far. So,
okay, but you were good. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, well, I was okay.
Okay.
I was no basketball star like you, though.
Well, that's different, but it's a harder game. I wanted to be a hockey player, and I took all they took me through all the athletic tests, you know, the training and tests that they had me take, and they said, you're too athletic, you have to play basketball.
Well, that's what they do.
I love that joke. I use it at every hockey banquet.
Yeah. There's a couple of good athletes that are hockey players too.
So what is going on? You got a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, it's really cool. So it's a first of a kind. So the Hendrickson Foundation seeks to enrich the lives of individuals with disabilities through the game of hockey, and we support special hockey, blind hockey, sled hockey, and our military veterans with the Warriors. But tonight was a special hockey exhibition. We had two featured game here in Richfield. Minnesota Wild Special Hockey, Lakeville versus Edina. They normally play Sunday nights, and tonight we did a Tuesday night, and we had like 500 people here, a bunch of youth teams, tradition companies put this on with
a. Was Tip there? Tip Ennebeck?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Ennebeck was there. Yeah. Yeah. So it was. They had food trucks.
Now what about Eric Hendrickson, who helps run that tradition company? Is he relation?
No, he spells his name funny, actually.
Oh, he's one of those. Yep, I got you. He's the other Hendrickson. Yeah.
Yeah, Hendy was here. I like him because he's about as tall as me. But, yeah, they were there. And so, yeah, we just had this featured game, and it was really cool that we had music, a light show, Chuck-a-Puck. Nordy from the Wild was here. It was a poster-making station. Giant heads of all the players. It was really fun.
Now, how have you guys navigated through COVID with the sled hockey and the veterans hockey and all the leagues that you've sponsored?
You know, it's like everybody else. You just follow whatever guidelines you have. So we're not trying to act like we're doctors, and if they say to wear a mask, we wear a mask. So
sure.
It's but you know, this year's been better than last year if you compare it to shutdowns. So
has it?
Go ahead.
It has been better. I mean, I don't know how they're regulating it all, but it has been better so far.
Yeah, it's all city and rink orientated. So you know, tonight we're in Richfield, and they said to wear a mask, so people wear a mask.
Absolutely,
but the players didn't have to wear one. So
yeah, they say to wear a mask, wear a mask. I got no problem with that. It's just we are kind of inconsistent with where the rules are. But yeah, if they say wear a mask, and make your life easy, right?
And the nice part was, you know, because it's a I don't know how exactly they define it, but it was. The players, it's something that they define that the players didn't have to wear them. So that's you know, they were out there having fun, and it was not a concern tonight, but it obviously is in general.
But you know, Dan, one of the things that one of the reasons that you want them on the ice is isolation is not good for any of us, and we were reminded of that during COVID, and for a lot of the people that participate in the Hendrickson Foundation leagues. I mean, that is a look forward to all week, and it is their one time out and playing with people. And so it becomes, you know, I don't want to say more important, but it really is the highlight to their week. And, man, you got to fight with everything you got to try to keep that secure because you don't want them just sitting at home and feeling sorry for themselves. All the things that go with isolation.
No question about it. This is a great example of a night where you had – you had two teams out of 15 special hockey teams in Minnesota, and I will just say, if you know somebody that you know might have a cognitive issue, they can play hockey. There's a team for them. But these two teams tonight, like they do look forward to these, a big event like tonight. But they also that Sunday night hockey, you know, you could be an adult that you know, didn't quite make it, or you're just part of a team, and it's not just the players, it's the family members that, you know, get to know other family members, and it's important, and we got to keep moving and also follow guidelines.
And Dan, it's the veterans that, you know, you talk to these guys, some of them have had PTSD or have PTSD, and this is, you know, the thing that they had in the military was they had a team, and they felt the honor that went with being a part of a team, and they're able to recapture that at least for a moment by being with their fellow veterans and playing hockey.
100% with every organization or discipline that we support, it's about being around other people, and it's a camaraderie. It's about, you know, relating to other people, and it's about, you know, getting a workout, definitely getting the endorphins or just getting your body moving. It's obviously important, but it's all about being around other people, and that's why sports are so wonderful. And no question, our heroes that live with PTS benefit from being around other people and playing this great game of hockey.
And you know, Larry's looking up from above, and I know that when he left us and then came COVID after, you know that he would have said, COVID ain't going to stop us. Might be a little detour, but it ain't going to stop us because the mission's stronger than the virus.
I agree 100%. Sometimes you get in these situations that are unique, and I wish Larry was here to hear what he would say, but he would say, keep moving, and you know what? Keep smiling, and he'd also say, you know, if you're a part of HF and you want to help, you know, promote the game to everybody, and, you know, follow the rules, but also, like, your passion, you should lead with your passion.
And have you been able to get Eric Gislason on skates tonight?
I guess he either has a torn cartilage. So I'm making up injury terms, like a torn cartilage.
Yep.
He's sick right now. So we're saying torn cartilage.
Yep.
Or a torn motivator cuff.
Uh-oh.
No, he couldn't make it. He's ill tonight, but we do love the guest man, and we totally appreciate, you know, the reason that we're on with you, obviously, is guest helped us get there. So guests get better soon, and
Yeah, you know, I just was looking, rifling through some pictures, and I saw the one of you and I and Rob McClanahan and Dave Christian together when you were in studio a couple of years ago. And, of course, a couple of years goes quick. We haven't, you know, our studio has been shut down to most of us, the guests as well, certainly, over the last couple of years. But I hearken back to what a fun nights those were. We've had a couple of them. And obviously, we talk Hendrickson Foundation. But Danny, you know, one of the thrills, I think, for you and I both is when we sit back and listen to them talk about the 1980 team.
That was I was six, but I actually have some memories from back there. But to listen to Dave and Robbie, who have actually been very supportive of HF, like, hear those stories, it brings back, not doesn't bring back necessary memories, but it's classic Americana, and those stories are they're legendary, and what they did was something obviously we'll never forget.
Yeah, and Rob, you know, there's that famous scene in the movie Miracle where Herb Brooks challenges him because he's got a bruise, but he can't get hurt any worse, and they go at it as to whether or not he should return to the ice. And when Herb finds out that he can't hurt any worse, he's trying to make a motivational message out of it, and he's trying to send it to Rob. And I thought, well, they must have exaggerated for that for the movie. So I asked Rob about that, and he said, no, they didn't exaggerate it. It was a lot worse than that.
Right. And I think we even mentioned that too, like,
yeah,
in the Disney movie when he said, if you, when I think it was the finals, when they were down 2-1, he said, if you don't come back, if you guys don't win this game, you'll take it to your grave.
Yep.
And then Herbie comes back in the movie and says, we'll take it. You'll take it to your grave. But I think there was an effort involved.
I think there was a word or two. A couple times at the end, as we best understand it now. Well, Dan, you keep up the good work. And if people want to know more about the foundation, they can just go to Google Hendrickson Foundation, right?
www.hendricksonfoundation.com. Hockey's for everyone. Hockey changes lives. We're here to support people with disabilities through the wonderful game of hockey. And anybody can play, that's for sure.
Appreciate it very much, Larry, smiling from above, and I look forward to seeing you in person sometime soon.
I'd love to do that. Thank you very much, Mr. Max.
You bet, Dan Hendrickson. Dan and Darby Hendrickson, his father, Larry, was...